Okay. This morning, welcome to Masechta's Tainus. Tainus is about two things. It's about fasts. It's also about, the beginning of it is about fasts when we have no rain. So the Chacham instituted fasts. The very end of the Masechta is about the fasts that we know, Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sabbatan. I think it's safe to say that Tainus is probably the easiest Masechta in Shas. I don't think any hard Gemara in the whole Masechta. A lot of Agarata. And it's interesting. It's good stuff. Here we go. Me'emesai maskirin gevuras kishamim. From when do you mention the gevura of rain? When in Shemona Esrei do you mention, because we're going to talk about when there's no rain, so the Masechta starts off, well, when do you mention even rain? When do you mention the gevura? The Gemara is going to ask why I call it gevura of rain. When do you mention grain? And the Gemara is going to ask, what kind of question is this? Who told us we have to even mention rain? That the Gemara, when do you, it's like brachas. When do you start Shema? Who said anything about Shema? Me'emesai gevuras kishamim. When do we mention rain? Who said anything about mentioning rain? Right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Miyom tov rishon shel chag. From the first day of Sukkos. But we don't do that. We do it, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Miyom tov achron shel chag. On the last day of Sukkos, which is called Shmini Atzeres, says Tosfos on the top, Shmini, it's on the eighth day, Dlo Yasvun B'Sukkah, when you don't sit in the Sukkah. Vafilu Ha'idna, even now, when we do sit in the Sukkah in Chutz La'aretz, Eino Ela Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. Mishum Sveika. It's a suffix. Is it really the seventh day? The eighth day? That's okay. We can still say, mention rain, even though there's a little bit of a Sukkah still. That's the whole reason why we're going to see, don't say on the first day, still Sukkahs. And rain on Sukkahs is a bad thing. And don't say, well, it takes Hashem a few days to get going. It doesn't take Hashem any time to get going. So why are you mentioning it on the first day? Right? Listen to this, Mati. Listen to this, Tosos. Even though we are Kviya Diarcha, we know exactly when Sukkot is, so why on earth do we have 2 days of Yontif? What is the Gemara's Tosfos answer? What? Gzeira shemayachzer hadavah l'kol kulo. Maybe it'll go back to the way it used to be. What does he mean by that? That doesn't go back to Kiryas HaChodesh. What he means by that is, but this is the first answer, and you asked this to me when we had a few days ago, why do we blow shofar by Musaf? Right? So he said because it was a gzeira, the goyim were very upset. What are those Jews doing? So we pushed it off to Musaf, and the goyim said, we're not doing anything. We're just davening. It's just prayer. We're not rebelling. We're not calling arms. None of that stuff. So we put it, why don't we go back? Why don't we go back to Shacharis? It's better. It's reason. What Tosfos answer? No, I might go back. And you said to me, what about 2 days of Yontif? Tosfos gives the exact same answer. I might go back. What might go back? So what he means by this is that we might lose the calendar. We might lose the calendar. Now we have a calendar set. What if we lose it? What if there's a turmoil, upheaval, and we don't know? When Sukkot's we don't have known as calendars. That's so far-fetched, right? So that might happen. Therefore, keep 2 days, even though, we can go back to 1 day. Yeah, but it might go back. We might not have that calendar anymore. We don't have the luxury of this calendar anymore. Unbelievable answer. Unbelievable answer. And when you asked it to me, I didn't have an answer for you. What did I say? I said the second answer. I said it's a minhag, but we don't change the minhag, right? But Tosfos is consistent. He's afraid that you always might go back to the old way. Keep it the way now, even though the reason doesn't apply. Fascinating. That everyone knows this answer. It's a minhag. So I should change the minhag? Keep the minhag. That doesn't make any sense. All right. I thought that was not the first time. That's why we mention rain on Shmini Atzeres. Aval kol shiva, but the whole 7 days of Sukkot is low. That's not a reason. You shouldn't do that. Why? Shagashab bibe sukkah simin klalahim. Because rain on Sukkot is a bad simin. We all know that Gemara, right? The Kiznam Perak Shane the Sukkah, Mashal the Eved. The Eved comes to serve the king, and the king throws water in his face. So get out of here. That's what raining on Sukkot is like. Get out of my Sukkah, right? So that's a bad thing. Says Rabbi Yeshua, why should you mention it on the first day? First Rabbi Lezer thinking, why Taki mentioning it on the first day? Now he's going to explain. Back to the Gemara. Amalo, Rabbi Yeshua, 1 minute. Ha'ol ve'en gesham el simen klala b'chad, lamu maskir. If rain on Sukkot is a bad simon, what are you mentioning it for? Wait till Shmini Atzeres. What are you mentioning it for? Amalo, Rabbi Eliezer, af ani lo amarti lishol el lahazkir. Mashiv ruach amor negeshem ba'onaso. I'm not saying to ask for it. I'm not saying to make a request for it. I'm just saying to mention it. Hashem is the Masha. He is the one who makes it rain. So I'm not asking for rain. I'm just mentioning rain. Which on number base, we're going to flesh this out a little more. Amalo, imkein lo'olam yehei maskir. So they mention it the whole year. Right? To mention it the whole year. Right? So that's what it's all about. What are we changing on Sukkot, Pesach? Some of the whole year can mention it. So the next Tosos. Imkein. Im ata omer. Maskirin. If you're going to tell me that you're going to mention it. Afal pi. She ain't sho'olin. Even though you're not going to ask. Ho'el. Because. Umashma ba'onaso. Af b'kayit yaskiru. Even in the summertime. When we don't really want rain. We're going to mention it then also. Ma'ata nosein. Simin. Miyantif Rishon. And then what does Miyantif Rishon have to do with anything? Why should it be Miyantif Rishon? Why should we... Now we're going to start mentioning it. Can mention it the whole year. What, now? Right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Bibraitha, Bigamara. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say in the Braitha in the Gemara, Kol HaKayetz, the whole summer, when it's not supposed to rain. The rain in the summer is a bit... The Gemara will say it's a bad thing in Eretz Yisrael anyway. Im ba lahazkir, maskir. You want to mention it, you can mention it. Why? De la'olam ba'ono so mashma. It's always the right time. Always the right time to mention. You want to mention it? Mention it. Mihu? Ad hashta lorami aleha chova. Until now, it's not an obligation to mention it. You want to mention it in the summertime? Nothing wrong. It's a true statement. Hashem is the one who makes it rain. Avol b'yamtav rishon chova. But now it becomes a chov. Why does now become a chov? Because when you want something, you first butter up the person. Right? So now, you want to say it in the summertime, but now we need the rain in the winter. So what do? Now it's a chiv. Start telling Hashem how great he is. And he makes the one that brings the rain. Right? Leratzos, to appease, lifnei she'ela, before you ask. Shekal, haba, levakesh, before you ask somebody something, makdim umaratze, you first appease them. Right? That's why, you're right. Say Gishama in the whole year. You're right, you can. What changes on Sukkot? Oh, now we need it. So now that we need it, now we can start mentioning. Now we start mentioning it. Now it's a chiyuv to mention it. Why the first day? So isn't he right, Rabbi Yeshua, that so what? It's still, what, are you appeasing him for something you don't really want now? So, v'asim and klala lo kabdinon. He's not makbid on that klala issue. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a big deal. You can't have to fool Hashem. He's not going to think, oh, look at this. Look what they're doing, these people. They're appeasing me for something that they don't really want. No one's going to think that. Rabbi Yeshua, kafir. Rabbi Yeshua is machlokes about that. Therefore, they have a machlokes. Okay? Good?
Yeah, but he said you do it in the summer. The summer is also, you don't.
I know, so that's why there's no chiyuv to do it.
No, but you can't.
By the way, this is the root... we're going to answer it later. This is the root of the machlokas between Ashkenaz and Sfard, whether you mention it in the summer. We're going to get the Moed Atal. Ashkenaz doesn't even say it, and Sfard does. Right? So we're going to answer that. Similar idea. Another similar idea, which also I think we're going to get to today and tomorrow, Mashiv HaRuach U'Moed Atal, or just Moed Atal? Anyone say Mashiv Ruach U'Moed Atal? Some people do say that, right? We'll get to that also. That's not really the same thing as Tal not rain. We'll see tomorrow and later today. Tal is not rain. Anyway, I hear what you're saying. So, I mean, well, Hashem needs to be buttered up the way a human being needs to be? No. But we act toward Hashem like a human being because it's easier for us. Right? This is what you do to the mayor in the town. You want to sign a favor from him. You butter him up. Same thing with Hashem. I doesn't need a favor like that. That's how we practice. What do you mean? Right, exactly. That's the whole Shema, exactly. Exactly, China. Exactly.
Are you sure? Would he agree you can do it in the summer? Are you sure?
No, don't say it in the summer. You should not say it. Right, he would say you should not say it because it's not really necessary. Not only that, we're going to see later, it's a bad thing. It's a klala to have rain in the summer.
Just mention.
So what are you mentioning it for? It's a klala. Next, the next statement, the next line in the Mishnah, no one knows what it means. We're going to get into tomorrow what it means. Ain't sholin, it's like a shalom, el samach l'gshalom. You don't mention rain, you don't ask for rain, only near rain. So we just said that, right?
No, I'm mentioning, this is
what? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over lefnei hateva. If somebody davens for the Amid, b'yamtav, achron shalchag, on Shmini Atzeres, ha'achron mazkir. The Baal Musaf mentions the rain. Harishon eno mazkir. The Baal Shachris does not mention rain. B'yamtav rishon shal Pesach, on first day Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the Shah of the Baal Shachris mentions rain, and Ha'achron Eina Mazkir, the Baal Musaf does not mention rain, that's when we switch. And we switch tomorrow, that's all Baal Musaf, right? It's the old Menhagim that we all practice, right? The Gemara is going to ask, why is it night, why not by day, why by Shachris, what's Musaf, what's the difference? So we're going to answer all that. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Tana, Hei Chakoy, Diktani Me'emesai, where do you say anything about rain? Over Me'emesai, from when do you do this? Look at Rashi. Rashi says a klomar. First Rashi. Midiktani me'emesai. Since it says me'emesai, michlal, the pshitale lahaitana, it's obvious, dechayavim lahaskir. So you have to mention it. Now the only question is, when do you have to mention it? Right? Heichel chazina, the michlal, who said anything about mentioning it? Where'd that come from? So, tana hasamkoi kidiktani. This is where it comes from. In Brachas, we had a Mishnah. In Brachas, we had a Mishnah, that's it. Mazkir in Gevuras Kishamim, B'Tchiyas HaMesim, you mention rain in Tchiyas HaMesim, right? And V'Sholim B'Berachas HaShanim, and you ask for rain in the Bracha of Berachas HaShanim, right? Which is the Bracha of Borech Aleinu, you ask for it then. V'Havdallah B'Chon Hadad, and you say Havdallah in Chon Hadad, since way back in Bracha, right? The Mishnah says that, V'Katani, so now we ask, M'Emesai Mazkir in Gevuras Kishamim. So now we ask, so when do you do that? When do you mention that? Like, you like that answer?
We asked it back then.
So v'lifni hasam. So ask it there. Ma'ishna ha'shavki ad-hacha. What are you waiting till here for? What are you waiting till now for? Ask it there. So the Gemara answers, you're right. That can't be right, because that is too far away. Ella, how about this one? Tana me Rosh Hashanah salik. Well, we just finished learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Right? And Ditnan, and what did we learn over there? Not the last Mishnah. The Mishnah earlier that said, Ubechag, and on Sukkis, Nidonim al Hamayim. On Sukkis, the world is judged on water. And since we said that the world is judged on water, Tana me'emesai matkirin gevuras kishamim. So now we ask, Sataka, when do we do that? No, so do we ever mention anything about rain? It's also funny because the water and this water have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they do, because when it says that the world is judged on water, that means rain, right? So, since that was way back in the middle of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, like a test something, halfway through this Masechta, now we wait till Tainus to ask
the funny thing.
When? So now, when do we do that? When do we mention rain every day? Right? Look at the Rashi here. Aidi Ditani B'chag Didonin. Klomar. Agav Ditana B'chag Didonin Al Hamayim. Since Agav, that the Mishnah said, that on Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot, the world is judged on water, B'nafshei, Ho'el v'nidon b'chag alamayim, it's judged on water, right? Shmamina, b'inan lahazkir in yana demaya, it's appropriate to mention rain, l'ritu alamayim, to pray for it, to have appeasement for it, delay so lebracha, otherwise, it was to make sure you get a bracha for it. Lachi katana me'emesai matzkirin. So now we ask, so when do we do that? And in other words, Rashi says it's built in. It's built in that, of course, you have to mention it now. If that's when the world is judged, you have to start mentioning it. So when do we do that? Okay. Okay. What are we up to? Right. So the listeni. You know what? Look at the Tosfos of Hasam Koi, the third one. He just says, Pirish, Beseder Zroyim, Bebrachas. In Seder Zroyim and Brachas, or Brachas is in Zroyim, Beperek Eimam Omdin, Lisni Hasam. Maishna, why are you mentioning it now? Klomar, Amay Tana Hacha B'moed, Mai Detani Hasam Beseder Zroyim. Why are you mentioning something that's in Moed that's in Zroyim? I think what Tosfos is saying is, but the whole Moed is interactive, interchangeable. So to say, well, why are you asking it now, when it was, 2 weeks ago in the daf, that's okay. But to ask a question on something in Zroyim, that's far-fetched. Right? That's what he seems to say. Why you pick Zroyim? Ask it there. No, why, to wait until Moed? Oh, that makes sense. Funny. Anyway, so now the Gemara says, V'lisnei me'emetai maskirin al ha'gishamim. So what did the Mishnah say? When do you ask for rain? My gvuras gishamim? What does it mean, the gvura of rain? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei she'yardin b'gvura. Yeah, because rain comes down with Hashem's gvura. Shenamar, like it says, Ose gedolos ad ein cheker. Right, Hashem does wonders ad ein cheker. You can't even fathom. You can't comprehend. V'niflos and wonders ad ein misper. You can't even count the wonders. V'ktivin, it says, Hanosin motar al pnei eretz. That Hashem brings rain on the earth. V'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. And he brings water, he sends water to all the chutzos, all the areas. My mashma, what does that do with strength? How does it get the strength? So Amar Rav Rashila, Isya Cheker Cheker, Mibiyasa Shalom, it's Xer Shava. Xiv Hach, it says, Ose Gedolos Adein Cheker. Right? It says over here, Hashem does wonders without, you can't even fathom. Uxiv Hasman, it says over there, with this, in Yeshaya, Halo Yadata, don't you know? Imo Shamata, didn't you hear? Elokei Olam Hashem, that God, Borei Katzot Haaret, He created the ends of the earth. Lo Yav, He's not tired. Lo Yagia, He's not tired. Ein Cheker L'Tvunaso. There's no fathoming his world. Uktivin, it says, Meichin Harim B'Kocho, He created mountains with His Koach. Nezar B'Gvura, right? That was Nezar, like a crown. In Gvura. What? What does Nezer mean?
Girded
in Gvura. Okay. So the Pasuk. Okay. Fine. Now, Uminalan the Tfila. Who said that they do Davidic? So fine, we got the idea that Hashem is amazing and He made it rain and it's a gevurah thing too, and that's great. So who said anything about David? Why is it? Now, where else would you say it, right? Where else? But how do we know David? How do we know that? And davening should say it. Where'd that come from? I understand Hashem has gevurah. It's fantastic. What does that do with David? So, Titania, it says La'ava es Hashem Elokeichem u'la'avdo. What's something called Avodah Shebelev? What's Avodah Shebelev? It says, L'avdo, you should serve Hashem with all your heart. What does that mean? Serve Hashem with all your heart. So that could, you could have said it means be a good person in your heart. That's not what it says. It's Davidic. Everybody knows that. Avodah Shebelev is Davidic. By the way, this is the only place in Shas where it says this. Right, Avodah Shebelev is Tfila. Which raises a big bachlokas between the Rishonim. Is davening a mitzvah to Araisa or not? Seems to say it is.
One second.
Uksim Basrei, and it says right after that, Pasuk, which is in Shema, V'nasati Matar Artechem Be'ito, and I'll bring the rain in its time, Yore U'malkosh, the early rains and the late rains. So what do you see? There's a connection between davening and rain. And in davening. That's why it's in davening. So you say that even with karbanos, it's a big machlokes whether or not davening is a doraisa or darabanan. So I think the way it comes out is the Rambam holds it's a doraisa. The Rambam holds it's a doraisa. What exactly you daven, that's the darabanan.
Right, so didn't
take the place of karbanos.
What?
No, I think the three tfilos took the place of karbanos. For example, a woman. It's a perfect example. A woman doesn't really have a mitzvah to go to a minyan. And daven shachmas mincha mayav with a minyan, with kedusha. No, she doesn't say the daven. Why? Because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It has nothing to do with minyan. It's two separate things. We do them together because the best way to do it and many reasons I do it together with the minyan, Barovam Hajos Melech, and Kedusha is only with 10 men. It's all wonderful, but the etzem mitzvah, the mitzvah to daven b'avodah shebelev, is really unrelated. Now I don't know today. Can you be mekayim the mitzvah without a minyan? You can. What if you're not feeling well? You don't go to shul. You can. You still get a mitzvah. Is it the optimum thing? No. Should you do it every day? Of course not. You get. So the mitzvah is not really related to minyan. They're not related.
Right, so what's so, the Tefillah?
Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei? Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, yeah. Well, everything else is all leading up to Shemoneh Esrei.
Did the Anjah formulate that?
What?
The
yeah.
What did they do before that? What did they do?
It's a good question.
What was the Tefillah before that?
It's a good question.
Anything
I don't.
You wanted, though?
I think so. Tefillah. What did Chana say? What all these Tefillahs? By the way, the Gemara in Megillah is going to say, why do we have three brachas first and then we ask for things? What? And then three brachas at the end, which is modim. There's a whole seder to it. Right, it's all about the buttering up and hodah. Right, first you walk in, you say how great you are. Then, okay, by the way, I need X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to remind you how great you are. There's a method to it.
Right.
It's all done. It's all in plural. The whole trance is in plural. We need.
Like after they got
the
Torah, and
Shina
and Mizpah, they daven 3 times a day or once a day?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how that happened. Well, we say,
No, because...
What does that mean?
We know by Chana that it wasn't love for people to come and daven like that.
Right. But people must have davened every day something, no?
Maybe.
Right. I don't know. So what Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov did was, that they came with the idea that you should daven in the morning, and in the afternoon, and at night. Right? Not just for 2 seconds once a day. Right? There's a seder to it.
Right, but this...
So this Gemara implies very much that davening is a daraisa. Well, it's based on a pasuk.
We know from the Mishnah, the Kohanim would say Kriya Shema, and they would say...
Correct. So Kriya Shema is not... Kriya Shema is not davening. That's
that.
All Malka Shema. It's a separate thing.
But they would say that early, and they would...
Correct.
Later, so
right, by the way, we had that. He's right. Stewie's right. We had those Gemara that in there in Talmud, that it seemed to imply they went to daven. Right? It seemed to imply they went to daven. They said Shema, they did some avoda, they went to the shul, there was a shul there. It seems to imply that. How exactly the historical and all the development, I don't know. All right? Now, this is also famous Gemara. Amar B'Yochanan, Gimel Maftechus B'Yadol Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has 3 keys, Shalomim to Rabbi Yad Shliach. He never gave over to anybody. Ve'eluhain, here they are. Maftech Shal Geshamim, the key of rain. Mafteach Shel Chaya, the key of childbirth, and Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim, and the key of the revival of the dead. Those three nobody has. Right? We. Oh, says Tosvos. Shlosh Mafteach Shalom Im Tomar. Baha Amrinon, the Mafteach HaGeshamim Nimzru Eliyahu. The key to rain he gave to Eliyahu. Eliyahu had that, right? Vichain. What?
Why?
What? Vichain, Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim. Also that key, the chain of Elisha, also that one, the chsev, the yomer Eliyahu, Chai Hashem, the hachanami, Omar Bepirkin Lekamon. We're going to say later on, right? Didn't Choni Hamadol decide when it's going to rain?
No,
he didn't. He challenged. So it's a similar idea. What? Yeah, the Yesh Lomar. Listen to Tosfos' answer. The ha deka Omar Shalom Sula Shliach. When it says over here that Hashem never gave the key to anybody, it doesn't mean he never gave it. That's not what it means. Because those two he did give over. He did give them. The key to childbirth, did he ever give that? To who? Elisha. Ella, Lonimtu Lashliach, Leos La'olam, Mamun Alehem. What did you say?
Elisha
had all the keys. Okay. So what does it mean? It means that Hashem never gave them over for good. For Talishi, he gave it to rare, special people in the history of the world. He gave them a key then, now and then. But did they have the control over all of it? That didn't happen. So in fact, he gave it to Eliyahu Navi and Elisha and maybe someone else once in a while. That doesn't...
Well, so they make it rain. They request it rain.
It was up to Eliyahu Navi.
What?
It was up to Eliyahu Navi, no? When that famine's going to end. It's up to him. Right? It's up to him.
What do you mean childbirth gave to Elisha? What do you mean by
Elisha was able to guarantee, right, you're going to have a baby. No one else can make that guarantee. Why? Because it's not up to us.
I've heard stories about you. Rebbe said, okay, within a year you'll be pregnant, and they were. Is that in the dead?
And how many times did it happen that they weren't?
You only hear the other side of the story. I want the odds.
That's not a guarantee. It's a bracha. It's not a guarantee. That's a bracha. I give you a bracha, you should have a child. It's not a guarantee.
Why, at least. Said,
okay, so in Navi, tell me a few stories in Navi, in Tanakh, and the holiest people of all time. Okay. And someone today says you're going to have a baby. It's a bracha. That his bracha might have more weight than a regular person. No question about that. It's a bracha, not a guarantee. they were able to guarantee it. That's very unusual. Most people can't do that. Okay. How do you know that Hashem only has the key of rain? Yiftach Hashem, Lachos, Otero, Hatov, Ez Hashemayim, Laseis, Matar, Artzacha, Beito. Only Hashem can make it rain. You can do all the dancing you want and all the prayer you want. Only Hashem decides that. Elio was able to decide it. That was an exception. Mavtech Shal Chaya, Mavtech of childbirth, Minayin, Dechsev, Yitzkor Elokim, Ez Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishma Eleha, Elokim, Vayiftach Ez Rachma. Only Hashem can do that. Only Hashem can open the womb. But Mavtech Shal Tkias Amazim, Minayin, Dechsev, Vyadatim Kini Hashem, Vipischei Ez Kivroseihem, Ez Kivroseihem. Right, when you open up your grave, only Hashem can revive the dead. It happened a few times in history and someone else did it. Right. Rare occasions it happened. As a general rule, nobody can do this.
And the rest of the world runs not by Hashem? I mean, what's going on? Only these things run by Hashem? Like, what's the rest of the world? Everything else.
What else is there? What else?
What else?
Yeah. Oh, 1 second. But my Rav Amri, Af Mavtech Shal Parnasa. Even the Mavtech of Parnasa. Dechsev, Potech Et Yedecho, must be a Lechol Chai Ratzon, right? Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Alok HaKashar Parnasa. Laha, why didn't he count it? Amalach Gisham, Hainra Parnasa. The same thing. It's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. Kishama and Parnas, the same thing. What were you saying? What else is left?
I don't know.
What else is left?
So that's it?
Just got the big three.
What else is there?
Refua.
So. There are things you could do to be healthier. True. You can get sick without any not warning, and you didn't do anything to cause it.
Natural events, earthquakes, all these things.
Right.
Any kind of
everything. Huh?
Any kind of serum like
that. Right. You can't prevent them. Right. No, but maybe someone else has the power. I don't know.
Make you serum go away. Yeah. Serum?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer miyotof rishon shachag. Rabbi Eliezer says you start saying Masha Veruach on the first day of Sukkot. So when does he start saying it? The first day of Sukkot? In the morning or maybe the night before? Come to shul, Sukkot's night, the first night. Start now. Why are you waiting until the morning? So Yibay Elohu. Rabbi Elezer, Mehechen Damerla. Where does he learn this out from? That you have to start saying it's the first day. Eat me, Lolov, Gamarla. Is it from Lolov? He learns it out from Lolov. Right? Oh, Minitzech HaMayim, Gamarla. Or, does he learn it out from Nisach HaMayim? Mi Lolov Gamarla. Does he learn it out from Lolov? Ma Lolov Abayom. Just like Lolov is only by day. There's no Lolov at night. Af Hazkara Bayom. So too, you only mention it by day. What on earth is the connection between Lolov and wrenching rain? Kind of book. What?
Something like
Rashi says, look at the second line of Rashi. Shadom El Lolov. It's like a Lolov. Kishem she'efshar le'elu avramidim below gishamim. Just like it's impossible to have a lulav grow without rain. Right? No, let's look at the next four words of Rashi. Uboyin l'ratzos al hamayim. And the whole purpose of bringing a lulav is to be maratza on mayim. Kida amrinam b'sukkah. Like we say in sukkah. The whole lulav is for davening for rain. And that's what Hoshana Rabba really is. But is that what lulav is? Kach. So you can't have a world without water. So if that's the connection, that makes perfect sense. You should do it at night in the day.
Lulav is only by day all the time.
Right.
Never by night.
Correct.
I sure what you're saying every day.
Now, when do you start it? When do you start it? So what's my simin? I hear your question. It's not a big question. Oh, Dilma, or maybe. Maybe it should be at night. So the Nisach HaMayim is at night. What exactly does that mean? Nisach HaMayim is at night. So Rashi doesn't mean you can prepare it at night. So too you mention it at night. Ah, so the Gemara is going to ask that question. Toshma, good. Toshma, the Amar Biavo, Lo Linder Velazar Elmi Lulav. No, he learned it out from Lulav. Right. He learns it out from Lulav. Therefore, it's only by day. Therefore, it's only by day. He learns it out from Lulav. Ikin the Amri. Rabbi Avu Gemara Gemiri La. Some say have like this version that it was just a tradition. It doesn't have a mekar for it. Dikat Ami Masnis and Shmila. You heard it from a teaching. Maihi, what teaching? The Tanya. When do you mention rain? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishas until Lulav. Rabbi Eliezer says when you pick up a lulav. When's that? Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishas Hanachaso. No, when you put the lulav away. When's that? Shmini Atzeres. Amar Belazar, Halav Abbas Bin Halalu. Ain on Bal El Ratat Halamayim. Just like a lulav is only coming for rain, really. Ukishem Sha'ar Baminim Halalu. Yefshar Behem Below Mayim. And not only that, you can't even have four minim without rain. They won't grow. So to the world, you also can't have water. It's impossible. Therefore, we start by day. That's a siman klala. Right? It's a bad thing if it rains on Sukkot. It's Hashem saying, I'm not interested in you. That's a bad thing. I only said to mention it. I didn't say to ask for it, just mention it. Well, in a second. You mention every day, the Eino Ela Bizmana. The Eino Ela Bizmana doesn't apply today. What? I don't know what that means either.
Why not?
We hope it does. Kach mas kol hashana. The Eino Ela Bizmana. So too, mention rain every day, even though it's not the right time. What's the difference? So the Gemara, Lefikach, in Bala Haskir, kol hashana kula maskir. You want to mention it the whole year? Right, by all means. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, I say, Misha shemasik l'sheela kach masik. Laskara. Whenever you stop asking for it, you stop mentioning it. Says Tosfos there, Mishosh Mishamasik and Lishol. But saying Talu Matar, Bebirchas Hashanim, Poskin Milahazkir, whenever you stop saying, Vesayin Talu Matar, Poskin Milahazkir, Morin Hageshem, Betchisimasim, you stop that also. Whenever you stop one, you stop the other. Rabbi Hud, what?
What
did he
say? Omer
Ani. Right. So we said that the reason why he said that was because it was being humble. He was being humble. He's the author of the Mishnah. What is it? Well, I say this.
90% of the time, it doesn't say Omer Ani.
And not only that, we don't even hold like him.
Right.
We never hold like him. Rudy, say Omer. Maybe that's the only one we don't hold like him. Vesheni b'chag humatzker. You mentioned it on the second day of Sukkot. Where did that come from? Rabbi Akiva Omer. Vesheni b'chag humatzker. The sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda b'shur. Rabbi Shu Omer. Hovelif Neateva, Beyond of Achron Shel Chag, Maskir, Ha'achron Maskir, Harishon Eina Maskir. Right? What's the Achron? The Achron is the Baal Musa. What's the Rishon? It's the Baal Shachris. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hamispalel Tfilas Musaf is the Achron. And what's the Rishon? Hamispalel Tfilas Yotzer. Funny, Losh. What does he mean by that? No, I thought he meant Yotzer like. What? What does he mean by that? I thought he meant Yotzer before Shema. So what does he mean by that? Dalin feels Yotzer. Funny lashon for chakras. Anyway, beyond the Rishon shall Pesach, Harishon Maskir, Achron Eino Maskir. The Baal Shachris still mentions it, and not the Baal Musaf. Says Tosfos over Lefnei Ateva. You see the second to last one? Pirish. Achron Shemes Baal Tevilas Musaf. The second one with David's Musaf. Harishon Eino Maskir, Pirish. Shemes Baal Shachris Eino Maskir. Right? Or you'd be Rishalmi cover. Am I Eino Maskir? Meyurta. Why don't you mention it the night before? Pirish. Mitfilas Arvis. Meaning, I mean, in Myrif time. Umishani, the last time on Kalama. But who shows up to Myrif? Who shows up to Myrif? Right?
Davan Yabla.
Davan Yabla, right? Don't get me started on that.
Back then it seems to be the way to do it.
What?
Back then it seems to be the way to do it.
Reality. Right, not everyone shows up for my room.
Right?
Uldik, listen to this. This is very difficult. This is difficult to tell us. Uldik or Betzafra, so why don't you do it by Shachris? Why wait until Musa? Pirish Tril Shachris, so why don't you do it by Shachris? Umashani, we answered, the Havi Savri, the Havi Midgrula Miurta. Because if people show up by Shachris, and already it changed, they'll think they changed it the night before. Because they didn't come the night before, because nobody comes the night. Right? Can I answer that?
No.
So if we do it by Shachris, then what we do by Musaf. That's a funny tosus. I'm not sure what he means by that. Anyway.
Maybe the Rashi is the full Makar for Yotzer.
It's interesting what he means by that. Why did he say that? It's a funny. That's why I read it. I was like, when I read it, I took a double take. Like, what?
Rashi was red.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar had a little bit of a good point, which was, well, you mentioned Tchias Amazim every day. So what's the downside of mentioning rain every day, even if you don't really need it?
You
mentioned Tchias Amazim every day.
I'm saying, Gishama,
we don't hold like him, but he had a good point.
He had
a good point. He said you could. So Amalach Rabbi Yeshua, one second. Beishlam with Tchias Amazim Mazgir. The Kula Yom is manhu. What do you mean every day we're davening for Tchiyas Amesim? Wouldn't it be great if it happened today? And all the generations came. That's great. It's a great thing. Ela Gishamim kol emas the isin's manhu. Is that true? That any time it rains is a good thing? It's not true. Ditnan yotze Nisan yardu Gishamim silim klalahim. If it rains after Nisan, it's a bad thing. Shenemar halo kitzir chitim ayom. It's not a good thing. So don't tell me, well, any time is good. It's not true. Right? Tchiyas Amesim, that is true. Any time we have Tchiyas Amesim is a good thing. That's not a good thing. And raining in the summer is not a good thing. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matzeira Omer B'sheni B'chag U'Mazkir. He mentioned on the second day. Not a Tuesday, sorry. Second day of Sukkot. Where'd that come from? Second day, meaning Chol Hamoed. If Sukkot is 7 days, it's the second day. Where'd that come from? What? Yeah. No, my time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Matzeira. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matzeira Omer, Ne'emar B'sheni, on the second day of Sukkot, if you look at the parsha there in Pinchas, it says, V'nis Kehem. V'ne'emar B'shishi, Unisachecha. These are all funny words. V'ne'emar B'shvi, Kemishpatam. Instead of Kemishpat. If you look at it, Hare, Mem Yud Mem. It's an extra Mem Yud Mem. Which is? Mayim. Hare Kan Mayim. That's an allusion to Mayim, which is why in Sukkot we have Nisach HaMayim. Says Rehudim ben Maseira, since the first time the strangeness appears is on the second day, that's when you start saying rain, second day, right? Mikan.
So you also wait till the word is Mashma.
Right? Oh, no, so Mikan, Remez, Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. Umayishna denokat b'sheni denokat d'chi. Umayishna b'sheni denokat. The chiramizi le bikra b'sheni hu the remizi hilgach b'sheni mad kirinan. Exactly. Since this allusion is mentioned first on the second day, this hint, let's say straight out, the hint. That's why on the second day you say mashiv haru, you start saying for rain.
So Mr. Chamayim is reference to rain or just the whole.
So it's really a reference to Nisach HaMayim, which is what's that about? Because on Sukkot we need on our Mayim, it's a good time now to start mentioning Hashem. By the way, we're going to need rain soon. It's coming, right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'shishi b'chag humazkir. No, on the sixth day we said, why? Because Shinema B'shishi unesachecha, which is plural, B'shnei nesuchin, hakosam medaber. Echad nisach hamayim, v'echad nisach hamayim. It's both. Yayin, I'm sorry. Wine, so that since the sixth day is a better illusion, he holds a sixth day, Rabbi Akiva. V'amai tarvai, v'eiru tarvai b'chamra. Maybe it means both of them mean wine. Maybe there's an extra libation of wine on the sixth day of Sukkot for some reason. Now, Savalok, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the Amar, Ramizi, Maya. No, because he agrees with the illusion of water. So then, Savalok, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Ne'emar Kavasei. So then, if he agreed with that, why didn't he agree with the second day? No, Kasava Rabbi Kiva, Kikziv Nisach Yisera, Bashishi Hudiksiv. No, the extra reference on the sixth day. And therefore, you mentioned Gvuris Kasham on the sixth day. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow more about Masha Baruch, more about Geshem. Everyone have a good day and a very good Shabbos.